Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland. So this is a belated video about Holocaust Memorial Day, which is usually celebrated on the 27th of January, as in that is the day that Red Army liberated Auschwitz. So that's the concentration camp beside the extermination camp in what is now Poland, was then operated by the National Socialist regime of Germany, and over 1 million people were murdered there. Some directly, some indirectly. So it could be through gassing, just malnutrition, overwork and a starvation diet, the lack of sanitation, medical care, and so on. About 90% of the victims were Jewish, the rest non-Jewish, mostly Polish people or Soviet prisoners of war, and so on. So horrific. It doesn't even begin to do justice to industrialized murder on this scale. And so the Red Army, that's people, soldiers from Ukraine, Belarus, Armenia, Azerbaijan, Georgia, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, Russia, possibly Moldova and the Baltic states as well. Anyway, so a very, very few people who survived that. Sonderkommando Jews who, under threat of immediate murder, they didn't cooperate, would drag out the dead bodies, bring them into crematoria, and so on. So goodness. And then people remember this, the murder of roughly 6 million Jewish people. But how far do we have to go? People talk about the Jewish Holocaust. How about other people murdered by the Third Reich, like physically and mentally handicapped people who were ethnically German, who were Christian mostly, or Jehovah's Witnesses? Is that part of the Holocaust or not? Gay men, people who are regarded as asocial, as in alcoholics or work shy. I'm not sure who else counts. Gypsies and so forth. So, yeah, various faith leaders, politicians come to commemorate this. So about a third of the Jewish population in the world annihilated in just 3 years, because the Wannsee Conference, at which the Third Reich adopts this as their official, though secret, policy, was only January 1942. Of course, the war in Europe ended on the 8th of May 1945. And what's all the more monstrous about this is Germany, up to that time, was regarded as one of the most civilized countries in the world, the birthplace of so many philosophers, one of the most scientifically and technologically advanced countries in the world, with seemingly a well-evolved system of human rights. In 1933, Germany was almost a fully functional democracy, going from that to a full-scale totalitarian state within a year and a half to industrialized genocide within 9 years of the Nazis coming to office. And people say, well, that's a warning that if it could happen in Germany, it could happen anywhere. Now, Zionists had been around in earnest since 1896. Theodor Herzl, that Austrian, well, Hungarian journalist writing in German, seeing the trial of Alfred Dreyfus in Paris, people chanting death of the Jews and so forth, said, well, we Jews, we shall only be safe when we have a land to call our own. Let's find a land without a people for a people without a land. The trouble is that saying that Palestinians are not people. Or I think he was saying, well, they're a section of the Syrian nation, and therefore they weren't mined, and the population density is very, very low. It was a time when in the white world, there was this assumption by many that supplanting indigenous non-white peoples was morally and legally permissible. And they wrote his novel about Alte Neuland, as an old new land, thinking that they would be welcomed by the Palestinians and work in partnership, and the Palestinians would advance and would develop their economy, benefiting from the more advanced economic and scientific knowledge of European Jewry. Well, it wasn't to be. He didn't live to see it, though he is buried there in Jerusalem on Mount Herzl, as it named in his honor. But obviously, there have been very, very few Jews until the late 19th century. Then they start making Aliyah. But it only really gained traction in the 1930s, because obviously the Third Reich coming to power in Germany being explicitly anti-Semitic. So had it not been for the Nazis coming to office in Germany, perhaps by 1948, the Jewish community in mandatory Palestine would have been only 10% of the population, probably not critical mass for a nation state. But as it was, there was a clamor to get out of Germany, then Austria, then was the Czech Republic, lands occupied by the Third Reich. And so some European Jews were shifting to Palestine, then under British control, pursuant to a League of Nations mandate. Being the Great Depression, it's very difficult to go other places. Countries say we've got mass unemployment, we don't have enough jobs for our own people, we certainly can't take foreigners. While it was virtually impossible for Jews to emigrate to the United States in those days. But by 1948, 33% of the population of Mandatory Palestine were Jews, mostly of very recent European descent. And so that's how the State of Israel was founded, by a vote of the United Nations in 1948. Don't want to get into the current conflict. But Zionists will say Holocaust, every attack on Israel, every criticism of Israel, no matter how well-founded, no matter how temperately phrased, is somehow continuing the work of the Holocaust. There'll be anti-Zionists who'll say what the State of Israel is doing is in direct parallel to the Holocaust, and so forth. So it's a rather undignified battleground. Some people say the Holocaust is unique, we should recognize that. Others will say, well, it's not. I mean, horrendous though it is, absolutely evil though it is, sadly, it's not unique, because there have been many genocides in the world. And indeed, since 1948, people said never again, but the sort of thing has come to pass. Well, you know, the Armenian genocide of roughly 1915 to 1919 was possibly even larger scale. It was maybe up to 50% of all the Armenians in the world wiped out in those 4 years, and so forth. Or the indigenous people of Tasmania. Someone told me that every single last one of them was killed, okay, often not deliberately, just by things like the common cold. Is that genocide or not? So there have been many, many massacres, and most groups of people have perpetrated massacres and suffered massacres and so on. So I don't want to be finger pointing or saying that any nationality is evil. No nationality is evil. No nationality is good. Good and evil have to be judged by individuals. It mustn't be guilt by association. So I don't want to be racist against Germans. No German person today should be punished for what happened before 1945. That would be monstrous. That would be like a blood libel to suggest there's some sort of original sin, which there certainly isn't. And obviously, the Federal Republic of Germany has never stopped apologizing for that and absolutely acknowledges the truth of what happens. So I've been to Sachsenhausen, the concentration camp, with one of its survivors, because as a British Royal Air Force officer, he was treated rather humanely, and other people were treated very inhumanely. And I met a Moldovan woman who was a Holocaust survivor and later went to Canada. Goodness. Yeah, I suppose I just wish it weren't politicized. Weaponized is the term that people use. So the Muslim Council of Britain refuses to participate, saying we should recognize genocides in general and not privilege this one above all the others. So Yom HaShoah, as it is in Israel, Holocaust being a Greek word, being like totally burnt, hollow is like the whole, course as in caustic. Apparently it's used for burnt offerings in the Old Testament, in like Greek translations of it. Well, what can we learn from it? I mean, it's something that we hopefully wouldn't need to, that racism is bad, that violence against the innocent must be called out, fervently opposed, okay, that we have to have some system of asylum. There was no international law on that issue in those days. There now is. I know very often it's exploited and misused. Some good moral lessons are some very gallant people of different ethnicities and faiths who were compassionate, who saved others, who hid others, and it's right that they are recognized. Obviously, Germans are very high on the list. Well, a Holocaust Memorial Day, it may sound glib to say, well, may it never happen again, but this is a world so full of cruelty, injustice, and violence. I wish we could build a better world, but there's something in some people, natural, very evil, but natural, sadly, some human instincts are bad, to dislike, hate the outside of the foreigner, going back to when we were very primitive human beings, cave tribes, the outsider, don't trust them, they're bad, competition resources. So unfortunately, there is a deep-seated negative instinct in some people. And sadly, demagogues can still appeal to that. I would that we could move beyond that. Anyway, you've always got to ask yourself, what if I were born in the other group? What if, you know, I walk a mile in another man's shoes? What if I were him or he were me? How would I feel about it? Do to others as you would be done by. Well, thank you for watching the channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Goodbye.